The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith.
Look at the sponsor up there tearing up Camels just for the meme.
That was Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's newest young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much. Hey, look, fella, there's a seat down here. You want to sit down here? In the front row. Come on, here's a good one, right in the front row. Can you see all right? Huh? Well, I mean, you see better down here. Get down close where you can smell the jokes. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Truman?
Oh, fine, fine, Red. Say, where have you been?
I've been over to the market doing a little some shopping, you know. Boy, the food price is high.
Oh, yeah, I'll say the prices are high. Say, did you see the price of eggs?
No, somebody was using the ladder. No kidding. I paid so much for one egg yesterday that the guy threw a chicken in free.
Yeah, the price of eggs have really gone up. Yeah. I'll bet the chickens are making a lot of money.
Yeah, and they're getting awful high hat, too.
Sure.
I have one old hen that demands Dr. Defoe every time she lays an egg.
How about potatoes, Red? Are they expensive, too?
Yeah, I'll say they are. I asked for some Idaho potatoes, and it would have been cheaper if I'd have chartered a plane and brung them in direct. See, you know, the last time I went to the store to buy some vegetables, I had to wear them home.
Really?
Yeah. Boy, what prices. You know, they don't sell butter by the pound anymore. It's just a blob or a dab.
Well, say, Red, I thought they were going to put a ceiling on food.
Well, they did, but they should have put a ceiling on the ceiling.
I was on the ceiling once.
You were, Ozzy?
Yeah, I got drunk and followed a fly. You know, they're vicious looking when you get up close.
Yeah. Say, listen, Red. You were complaining about the high cost of food.
Yeah.
Why don't you raise vegetables?
Well, I am, Truman. I planted a victory garden today. I put it right out in the middle of my yard.
You did?
Yep.
That's swell, Red, but I hate to see all the grass plowed up.
What grass? At my house, you don't see any lawn, just gopher fur waving in the breeze.
Have you really got a lot of gophers, Red?
Have I? When I started digging, a gopher came out and watched me for a while, and he ran back inside yelling, "Come on, fellas, this time he really means it."
Well, Red, you should have a nice garden. The soil in Southern California is so fertile that all you have to do is throw a few seeds out the window, and in two or three days...
Yeah, in two or three days, a man from the Chamber of Commerce pops out with a gun and dares you to say nothing came up. Hello, Harriet. I was just telling Truman about my victory garden.
Oh, yes, I planted one, too.
You did?
I have beans, beets, asparagus, squash, peas, and cauliflower.
Does that go by Ventura? Hey, I guess you won't starve, huh?
Nope, not unless I lose my can opener.
Yeah. Do you like working in the hot California sun, Harriet?
Yeah. I don't mind it, Truman, except it makes my eyes squint.
Yeah, me too. My eyes squint so much that a neighbor walked over and says, "Pardon me, have you got time to mow my lawn before you get back to Santa Anita?"
You know, it's easy to grow things out here in California where the soil is so rich.
Yeah, boy, what rich soil they have. I planted a wisp broom yesterday. What came up?
More wisp brooms?
No, six Pullman porters.
I got brushed off once.
How was that, Ozzy?
I asked the guy for a dime for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, what happened?
He gave me a nickel and said, "Milk's cheaper."
Say, talking about rich soil, you know, I know a guy whose oranges are so large he has to bring them into the house on a float.
Oh, that's nothing. 2 days ago, I stuck a scarecrow in the ground. Now he looks better than I do.
You know, speaking of gardens, I heard that music helps things grow.
Music helps things grow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I know why my neighbor planted my jukebox. Say, by the way, I saw your picture, Jukebox Jenny, and it was very good, too. In fact, I think I'll go see it again. If it's on the bill with my picture, ship ahoy.
Are you having trouble with your garden, Red?
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble with the neighbor's children. Everything I plant comes up squash.
I was a squash grower once.
You were, Ozzy?
Yeah, until an Army tank corps came along.
Yeah, then what happened?
They squished my squash.
Tell me, Red, do your relatives help in the garden?
Yeah, my bald-headed uncle paints his head green and acts as a decoy for watermelons.
You know, I have my garden in the back of the house, yeah. But I have trouble with the chickens.
Yeah, me too. Same thing. I work hard all day in the garden, then I go out there the next morning and...
And what?
Scorched earth policy. Yeah, yesterday my brother Denny accidentally stepped in my cucumber bed.
I was in a pickle once.
You were, Ozzy?
Yeah, how should I know her boyfriend was a wrestler?
You know, you should stick with your garden, Red. Maybe you'll make something out of it.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to raise orange trees. They tell me all you have to do is put a pit in the ground, and up comes an orange tree.
Well, I tried that. I put a pit in the ground, but it died.
Hmm. Looks like your pit's going to pot.
Well, my garden almost washed away with all this rain, Red.
Yeah, but I was smart. I dug some irrigation ditches so the rain wouldn't wash my garden away.
Worked, huh?
Yeah, washed my house away instead. I got a new idea for California. I plant my corns and beans together.
Beans and corn together?
No, corn and beans together.
Corns and beans together?
Yeah. Yeah, when it rains, I just open the window and grab succotash as it goes by.
I don't see why you talk about rain so much. Everyone knows it doesn't rain out here.
No?
Well, I see stuff in the clouds, and I also see stuff running along in the gutters. Tell me, how's it get from one place to the other?
Well, see, from what I hear, we have a very wet sun out here.
You know, planting so many things in these victory gardens makes it hard to tell what you really have, right?
Yeah, but I fooled them. I tie little empty seed packages on the end of a stick, and I know what didn't come up.
Well, anyway, Red, to have a successful garden, you have to do a lot of digging.
Yeah, I'll say.
That's the way it is all over the world.
Yeah, the Japs in Tokyo are doing a lot of digging.
They are? What are they planting?
Each other.
If you folks really knew what was going on up here. Yes, sir, boy. That was, and very good, too.
Say, what was the name of that thing? The Return of the Swallows by Belch.
You know that won't be in, so just forget it.
Say, by the way, Harriet, did you ever find your ring?
Oh, no, I didn't, Red.
Oh, gee, that's too bad. It's the one Ozzy gave you, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Have a Raleigh, Red.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Here, I'll light it for you.
Yeah, gosh, I can't get over that ring. It was pretty, too. On a clear day, you could see the diamond. I bet somebody found it, though. Say, that might be a good subject for tonight, showing different people finding things. First, let's start with Clem, the fellow from Vincennes. He's on his way to try to find a buried treasure in a lonely little old house, and he's taking his little old girl along for a little old protection.
Well, here I am. I'm on my way to find the buried treasure. Oh, dig-a-doo, dig-a-doo, doo. Oh, dig, 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 ding, 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 boy, I sure know all the words to that song, don't I? Well, there's Daisy June's house. I can see her flitting from window to window. Gosh, I wish I'd have finished reform school so I could have been a peeping Tom. I was just getting good in arson when they kicked me out. Well, oh, gee whiz, there's a crepe on the door. Somebody must be taking a bath.
I'll knock.
Hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy, June.
How are you, Clem?
Oh, fine. What's cooking?
Plenty. My old man's making tires.
You sure look pretty today, Daisy June. What you got on your face?
Powder.
Really? Mmm. Winchester, too.
So you think I look pretty today, Clem, huh?
No, I sure do think you look pretty. I think you got just a little bit too much mascara on your lips, though.
Well, I'll fix it later. What you limping for, Clem?
Well, I'm saving shoe leather, and I walked over here in my bare feet.
You did?
Yep.
Gosh, look at all the things you picked up between your toes.
Yep. See anything there you like? Look like an iron claw machine, don't it?
Well, what do we do tonight, Clem? You want to go to the burlesque show?
Not me. No, I don't want to go to no burlesque show.
Well, why not?
Too much comedy.
Oh, Clem, you never take me anywhere.
Well, I took you someplace last night, and it was very romantic, too.
Yeah, very romantic. There we were, all alone, just us five.
Five?
Yes, you and me and them three soldiers that were guarding the bridge.
Say, I'll tell you what let's do, Daisy June. Let's find the buried treasure I was telling you about.
Oh, Clem, ain't that the deserted house where that miser used to live?
Yeah, and they say there's a fortune hidden there somewhere. What do you say we go find it?
Oh, I hear tell the house is haunted.
Yeah, Rudy Valley used to live there. No, don't be scared, though. There's no such thing as... That ain't in there, you know. Come on, Daisy June. We'll have to paddle across the swamp to get there, you know. Well, what are you waiting for? Let's get in the canoe.
Okay.
We gotta get out there, you know.
Okay.
Well, here's the canoe, Daisy June, and here's the paddle. Now, don't paddle too fast, because I don't want to worry about it.
Gosh, this is an awful place.
Yep.
Looks like a dismal swamp.
Now, that's a fine way to talk about California real estate development.
Be careful, Clem. There's an alligator.
An alligator? Oh, don't be silly. That's just an old log. I'll poke it and show you. Well, half a canoe's better than none at all.
Gee, this swamp is dark and dreary, ain't it?
Yeah, I'll say it's really a swamp, ain't it? A canoe! A canoe! Probably working over at Douglas.
Sam, don't put your hand in the water. There's snakes in it.
Snakes? Well, by golly, I thought my finger looked a little long.
Clem, supposing we do find the money, what are you going to do with it?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is get me some brand new bubble gum.
Bubble gum?
Yep, been chewing this wad ever since the 4th of July.
Why don't you travel? Go see places and see what the outside world looks like.
Well, I don't know. It'd take an awful lot of money to get the outside of the Los Angeles city limits. I know one thing, though. I'm going to get a haircut.
Oh, Clem, after all these years, you're finally going to have a haircut?
Yep. I'd kind of like to see what's under there myself.
Look, Clem, look at all them smudge pots over there.
Yep. But you're the only girl for me, Daisy June. Well, here we are at the house. Let's walk up to the front door, huh?
There's a note on the doorstep. What does it say?
It says, "Leave 1 pint of grade A blood, signed Dracula."
Well, this is a haunted house, Clem.
Yeah.
Don't it look spooky?
I'll say it looks spooky. It looks just like the $2 window at Santa Anita.
Come on, let's get out and go in the front door.
Okay.
What was that? Clem, what was that?
Probably a good humor man on his day off.
Well, come on, let's go in the house and look for the money.
Okay.
reminds me, I gotta get that sound man oiled.
Gee, this house looks like it hasn't been lived in for years and years.
Yeah, look at the old headlines on that old newspaper.
Oh, yeah, what does it say?
Balboa discovers Glendale, leaves for Spain.
Well, come on, Clem, let's look for the money. Let's look in this room. Oh, Clem, I'm scared.
Oh, now, don't you be scared. You just walk ahead. Go ahead there. I'll be right behind you.
You'll be right behind me?
Yep, going the other way.
I is a zombie.
You are? I saw your brother at the Beachcombers last night.
I is dead. Dead. Dead.
Well, if you're dead, how come you're walking and talking?
Don't ask questions. Just show me the way to Hobby Lobby.
Say, let's see what's in this room here, huh? I'll knock first. Nobody home.
Look through the keyhole, Clem, and tell me what you see.
Okay.
Well, what do you see?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
What was in there, Clem?
A bunch of midget ghosts having a reunion.
Midget ghosts?
Yeah, they're all wearing Kleenexes.
Don't look now, Clem, but there's a ghost standing at your elbow.
There is? Now look here, ghost. If you want my elbow, go ahead and take it.
Oh, goody, goody. Now I got a complete set.
What are you laughing at?
I just murdered a man in the next room.
What was that?
The man I just murdered.
Well, how come he can scream like that if he's murdered?
Gee whiz, it hurts.
Come on, Clem. Never mind the treasure. Let's go home.
Yeah, first let's see what's... Look what's here. There's an old wall safe. I'll open it up and see what's in there. There, it's open. Look, Daisy June, I found the treasure.
Mercy sakes alive. Just look at all that treasure.
Yeah, boy.
We're rich.
Yeah, just imagine that. 50,000 Raleigh cigarette coupons.
Then we have Deadeye, the fellow from the wide open spaces. He's always finding things before people loses them. And tonight we find him galloping up to his cabin.
Whoa! I said whoa, not collapse.
Hiya, Mr. Deadeye. When did you get out?
I just got out. There ain't no jail built strong enough to hold me.
How long did it take you to get out?
6 years.
Well, you sure is a popular man around these parts.
Yes.
What's the price on your head this time?
$25,000 alive and $15,000 dead.
What is the pay in the show?
You know, every state in the Union's trying to get their hands on me, except in Texas.
What's the matter with Texas?
They're too busy clapping. Well, what's new, wonderful?
Well, I hear there's a maniac running around loose.
A maniac? What's he look like?
Well, he weighs 95 pounds and he's very fat. Yeah.
Very fat and he only weighs 95 pounds?
Told you he's crazy, didn't I?
Yeah. What's that?
Nothing. Just drop one of my loaded dice.
Yeah. Yeah, come on now. Take it easy there, boy. Take it easy. Wonderful. You know, I got to get me a new horse.
What's the matter with the one you got, Mr. Deadeye?
He's so swayback.
Swayback?
Yeah, the only place he can run is when he's standing over a hole. Another thing, I think he's too old.
Well, you can tell a horse's age by his teeth, you know.
Yeah?
If they's long and thin, he's pretty old.
Yeah, that's all. I'll take a look.
Well?
How do you like that? For 9 years, I've been riding on a walrus. Hey, you got a shovel with you, wonderful?
What do you want with a shovel?
Well, I'm going to dig 4 holes for the horse to stand in. There's a lot of horseshoe stealing going on, you know.
Well, Mr. Deadeye, won't you come on in?
Yeah, I sure am hungry. You got anything to eat?
Yes, sir, we got some chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot pie?
Yeah, you want some?
No, I don't like chicken parts.
Well, would you like a nice waffle?
Waffle? You got a waffle iron?
No, I just heat up a hobnail boot. I didn't get my Raleigh coupons in before the shortage.
Well, just fix me anything. Oh, no.
I hear you's in the money now.
Yeah, take a look in that little black bag.
Man alive. Say, Mr. Deadeye.
Yeah?
I has a right to half of this money, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, I got a plan. Let's open the valise and each of us grab. But let's be fair and square about it, you know.
Okay.
Okay, now you hold the valise.
At times, I don't like the way you run this game.
Well, any time you don't like it, you can just turn around and shoot it out, you know.
Not after you've poured glue in my holster.
Yeah.
Say, Mr. Deadeye, where did you get all this money?
I found it in a big black box in an old building next to the Moon Theater.
Listen, that big black box happened to be a vault, and that building happened to be a bank.
And I just happened along.
You mean to say you didn't know it was a bank?
No, the fellas working in it were awful friendly.
Oh, gee, you shouldn't have stole that money, Mr. Deadeye.
Yeah.
Did anybody recognize you?
No, nobody recognized me. I had my head pulled down over my ears.
Well, gee whiz. You got $100,000 there. Gee, I wish I had that much money.
Yeah, what would you do?
I'd pay back that $2 loan I got from the Friendly Credit Company.
The Friendly Credit Company?
Yeah, there's two brothers run it, Joe Friendly and his brother Not So.
Not So?
Yeah, he's the collector.
Yeah.
I don't know. Money causes a lot of trouble in the world. In fact, that's how I lost my last gal.
You lost your gal through money?
Yeah, we went to a movie and she didn't have enough money to sit downstairs with me.
Hi, gang. What's up?
Oh, nothing. Just knocking each other over trying to get in, though. I just stole $100,000.
You stole $100,000, did
yeah.
I? Well, don't you know that money is tainted?
I don't care how it smells, as long as it spins.
Say, Deadeye, have you seen your girl?
No. Say, where is the lady that's known as Lou to the FBI?
Here she comes now.
Hey, Deadeye, how about a kiss?
Okay. There. Pretty slick, huh?
Sure was.
Yeah, it should be. I've been drinking that Johnson Whack by the quart. Well, anyway, you look good today, gal. What makes your eyes so bright? Marine?
Nope, a sailor.
Yeah.
Say, I hear you come into some money, did I?
Yep, the First National Bank is now second. Take a little gander in that little black bag.
Look at all that dough.
Yeah.
I ain't seen so much green since I took off the engagement ring you gave me.
Yeah.
Deadeye, you shouldn't have took that money. It ain't right.
Well, I guess you're right, gal. I'll take the money back.
Get on your horse and gallop right down and give the money back.
Okay.
Go with him, Wonderful.
Yes, come on, Wonderful. Come on there. Get up there, horse. Get up there. Whoa. Bank's only a stone's throw from the script, ain't it?
Gosh, ain't you scared, Mr. Deadeye?
Me scared, I should say not. I'm 6'2", a fighting man.
Oh, Mr. Deadeye.
Well, I'm 6'2", anyway. Yeah, I ain't scared, though. Feel the muscle in that arm. Go ahead, feel it. Doggone it, I said feel it, not squeeze it. Now, you wait out here.
Oh, young man, what can I do for you? Want to borrow some money?
Well, are you?
I'll lend you $10 on your face alone.
Well, that's mighty friendly of you, but how am I going to look without my face?
Better, I imagine.
Yeah. Listen, I stole $100,000 from this bank this morning.
$100,000?
Yeah.
Well, that's a fine thing. So you're the guy that beat me to it, huh?
Yeah. Oh-ho!
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 Copycat. See, now, stand where you are. I want to talk to you. I don't like the way you run this bank.
No, what's the matter with the way
well,
I run this bank?
They tell me the only collateral you'll take on a loan these days is a girdle.
Well, I have to make things stretch, you know.
I can take that two ways, Costello. So you're going to steal that $100,000 yourself, huh?
Sure, I was going to get married.
Who was you going to marry, an MTG girl? Say, you know, I'm going to give this valise and this money.
Yes?
Well, that is, I'm going to give this valise back to the depositors.
Have a heart now, will you? It's all the money I have after 10 hard years of swindling.
Yeah, you should be. You ought to be ashamed of yourself taking money from people like that.
Be careful. I got my 45 pointed right at you.
That's a 45?
Yeah.
Funny, it don't look a day over 39.
Now, don't get fresh, punk.
Punk, them's fighting words in my country, and this is my country. Get ready to draw your gun.
Okay, you ask for
it. Now, wait a minute. Let's be fair and square about this, though. I'll count three, and then we'll draw. You ready? One, two, three. Don't feel sorry for him, folks. 2 pounds of sugar just fell from under his coat.
What was all that shooting I heard?
Huh?
What was all that shooting I heard?
Well, my trigger finger was a little itchy, so I scratched it. Getting back to people finding things, we have a lady and her little boy. Finding things is an old story to Junior, so let's see what he finds today. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid.
Junior?
Here I am, Mommy. Hello, me little Bretty coming in short pants.
It is? It is what for?
Yeah, you better look out, because I just planted a firecracker in a goldfish bowl.
Junior!
How'd I teach them to make faith they got me?
Now, never mind. I want you to go to the store and get a dozen hot dogs for supper tonight. Here's the money.
Okay. How you doing? I forgot me little hat. Hello, mister. Is you the butcher?
Well, yes, I am. Don't I look like a butcher?
I don't know. Let's see you kill something.
All right, what can I do for you?
I want a dozen of hot dogs, and be sure they are all A1.
Oh, going to eat them for supper, huh?
No, we're going to hit each other over the head with them. What do you think we're going to do with them?
All right, here you are. Now, hold the bag up so they don't drag.
Okay, see, now, here's
your change.
Okay.
Now, be sure and give your mother all the change back.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you wouldn't spend a single penny of it for candy, now would you? Would you not?
Where do you get dopes like this? Well, goodbye, mister. Gee, look at our little dog. He's all by himself. I wonder if I could take him home with me. I could hide him up in my room. If I do, I get a weapon. I won't do it. I am just going to go and be good tonight. I better hurry up home and eat groceries because my mommy is waiting. Oh, gee, that nice little dog, he's still following me. Yeah, I wish he'd stop following me, though. Here, doggy, here, have another frankfurter. Come on, have another frankfurter. Listen, I told you before, I ain't got no mustard. Come on, little dog. This is where I live, right here. Come on, I will take you inside and surprise mommy. Come on, I'll hide you under me coat.
Is that you, Junior?
Yeah, that's me, mommy.
What happened to your voice?
Too much vitamin B1.
Is that a dog?
Yeah, Mommy. He's a nice little doggy. He followed me all the way home. Cocky?
Now, Junior, you know I told you that you couldn't have a dog.
Aww.
And besides, how do you know that dog likes children?
Oh, he likes children, all right.
Well, how do you know?
Every time he bites me, he wags his tail.
Well, anyway, Junior, you know your father doesn't like dogs. For instance, What did he say the other night? What did he say?
He said he didn't want another dirty dog in this house.
No, Junior.
You let me keep him or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody you always turn around when you hear guys say, "Hey, Mabel."
Junior, just one more remark like that and I'll pull the pin out of your grenade.
Don't you hit me.
I'll have to discipline you for that, using that tone of voice with me. There.
Oh, you hit me. You hit me. You broke my window, indeed. You broke my window.
Open your mouth and let's see if any of your teeth are loose.
Okay. I look like a real moron now, don't I?
Junior, that's no place to carry change.
Now she tells me. Okay, Mommy, if I can't keep the little dog, it's all right. I'm sorry I brought him home. I'm sorry. But you go your way and I go my way.
Well, I wouldn't mind if he wasn't such a silly-looking dog. Look at that bandage on his tail. What's the matter with his tail? Was he run over?
No. You know, he always takes his tail around and always loses it.
Yes?
Today he won.
I've never seen such a black dog.
Yeah, he is black.
He's coal black.
Yeah, he coal black.
Black all over.
Well, he's sure black all over.
What'll we call him?
Brownie. He's smart, too. Every time I throw a dick, you know what he does?
He runs and fetches it?
Nope, he just sat there and looked at me like a dope.
Well, I don't like those big hairy dogs.
You don't?
Why couldn't you have found the Mexican hairless?
You mean one of them no brush, no ladder, no rub in? Boy, all you have to do with them, baby, just brush them off.
Well, enough about the dog for now. Did you get all the groceries I wanted?
Yeah, here's 2 packs of potatoes, 1 pound of butter, and 1 dozen eggs. Scrambled, of course.
Oh, Junior, you've got butter fingers.
I know, that's why they always in jam.
Did you get the rat poison like I told you?
Yeah, I got the rat poison. Which pops coffee?
Now, come on now. Why don't you run out and play?
Okay, Mommy. Hey, Mommy.
Yes, dear.
Say, the stork brought the lady next door triplets, didn't he?
Yes, the stork did bring her triplets.
Yeah.
Why?
I was just wondering, how did he carry them, in a bomb rack?
Oh, Junior, you're always asking questions. Why don't you go practice on your violin?
My violin? I got no strings on it.
Your violin has no strings on it?
No. Don't you remember your appendix operation?
Go play with your dog.
Oh, you mean I can keep the dog there, Mommy?
No, you can't. Oh, here comes your father.
Uh-oh.
Father, hello, dear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come out. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Come out.
Oh, that dog bit me. He bit me.
Yep. He's a handy little fellow, ain't he, man? Can I keep him now, Mommy?
Oh, well, take him upstairs to your room. I have work to do.
Okay, come on. Go on up there, little doggy. Go on. Attaboy. Went up there. He went up fast, didn't you, Mommy? I will be right up to give you a bath.
Junior, no bath.
Sorry. No bath, doggy. Make the rest of us feel self-conscious. Well, I will go on up there. Hey, Mommy, come here quick. Hurry, Mommy, hurry.
What's the matter?
We gotta get rid of the dog after all. He's a fifth columnist. Look, he smuggled Tenny, he buddied in here.
Junior! Good heavens, puppy!
Yeah. Remember, we'll all be back again next week at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and your announcer, Truman Bradley. Until next week, then.
This is Red Skelton. Goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.